So we continue today in Simen Ayin Dalid. In the Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is in Sif Hei, Shari Vara of Ramez HaErba Mutar. Remember, we spent the last 2 days speaking about the concept Shelo Yehei Libo Roa as HaErba, that the heart should not see the nakedness, the erva of the individual. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, this is Dafka Adin by the heart. But the other parts of the body, Shari Vara of Ramez HaErba, there's not a problem if the other parts of the body see the erva. Avalim Eza Me'evarav Nogeya, Bein Ervasa Bein Ervas Chadero. But if there's a part of my body that's touching either a person, part of a person's body that's touching either his erva or someone else's erva, Asra Likros Kriya Shema Luspala. In that case, again, where there's direct contact between a part of the body and the erva, then Kriya Shema, neither Kriya Shema nor Tila should be recited. Via Kosov, Sha'erva shocheves alehen, and again, similarly, again, because the erva rests against the thigh, tzarech lafsikon bebeged o laharchikon beinyan shelo yiga hagid bohem. Person should make sure that there's a beged, there's a garment, or something else, so that the gid, which is the makomila, is not pressing against the thigh. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on, halacha vav, haisa taliso chagura al masnav. If you could imagine, had a garment like a cover or a cloak that was wrapped around his waist. Mimasnav ulamato, from his waist and down. Afa pishay masnav ulamalo hu arum, mikol mako mutar likros kriyashma, aval ispalo osra achi chasalibo. So the Shulchan Aruch ends with a very interesting halacha, which is, lest you have a situation where the erva is covered, so it's in libo roa es erva, but a person's not wearing a shirt. So the Shulchan Aruch says, under those circumstances, you could say shma, but you are not permitted to daven until you put on a shirt, until you cover up the heart. And Mishnah Berurah comments over here, he says, in Sifka and Chaf Beis, he said in Chaf Aleph, Mimasnav ulamato, Rotze Lomar. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this in Sifka and Chaf Aleph, Rotze Lomar, Afilu Rak Ad Lamat Meravaso, Debazet Dai Medina La Kriyashma, Vilatfilat Rashim Chusa Kogufo. It was a very interesting distinction in Halacha, that for Kriyashma purposes, as long as the erva is covered, that's enough. But for Tfila, one has to have their entire body clothed. Mutra Likros, Chaf Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah just points out over here, to be clear, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that Bidi Eved, you could recite Shema without a shirt on, but obviously L'chatchila, it is proper to be fully clothed, both for Kriya Shema as well as for Tfila. Mutr Likros, Halacha, Sifka and Chav Gimel, Kevan She'ervasa M'chusa V'gamathas M'avsekes Bein Libo L'erva, Libo, V'adin Kogufo, V'naket Libo Aydi Dereshe, the Kriya Shema Intarach L'chasas Libo, V'tam De Tfila Chamura, V'fisha B'tfila Tzarech Liros Es Atzmo Ke'omri Lifnei HaMelech U'medaber Imo, She'tzarech La'amod Be'imo. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out why the distinction, because Tfila is medar b'lefnei ha'melech. Tfila is a conversation between myself and the Ribono Shel Olam. So for that, one must really be fully clothed. Kriya Shema, as important as it is not a conversation between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, again, technically speaking, one could recite it as long as the erev is covered, even if one is not wearing a shirt. Of course, again, as we just saw, l'chatchila, one should be totally clothed for Kriya Shema as well. Halacha Simen Ayin Hei, says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph, Ta Tefach Megula B'isha, B'makom Shedaka L'chosa, L'chasoso. So if there is a tefach of space. So just for our purposes here, if one could imagine, a tefach approximately is 3 finger breadths. So if there's a tefach of an uncovered part of a woman's body, of a part that she normally covers, afilu hi ishto, even if the woman in question is one's wife, asar likros kriya shma kinegda, one should not go ahead and recite Kriya Shema if one is in the presence of a woman who has a tefach of her body exposed, but again, of a part of the body that is normally kept covered. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sifka al b'makom shedaka, nipnei shezei mevi la'adam lidei hirhur k'shem estakel bo. Because this will bring a person to arousal when he looks at this uncovered part of the body, and therefore, bechlal ervahi, therefore any uncovered part of the body, meaning any part of the body that is normally covered, that is now presently uncovered that could lead to arousal, ultimately, again, is considered to be, has the status of erva. Therefore, va'asr likros o lahaskir shum davar shebekdusha neged zeh, kimo neged erva mamish. Therefore, one is not really permitted to recite any davar shebekdusha, any holy matter, in the presence of this uncovered part of the body, in the same way that one would not recite any davar shebekdusha in front of a real erva. So again, we saw before that halacha lemaaseh, if one is standing literally opposite erva, so it's not just enough to close one's eyes, rather one has to turn around. So it would seem to be the same halacha over here. It's actually exceptionally important. So some explain, yes, it's true, one is not supposed to say Shema, or for that matter, any other holy matter, in the presence of a tefach, of exposed woman's body, if it's a part that she normally covers. But if one doesn't have a choice, meaning, let's say one's in circumstances for whatever reason, they can't change their present circumstances, closing one's eyes will simply be enough to avoid the issue of reciting a davar shebekdusha in the presence of erva. Lichasoso, sifkon beis. Remember, again, the definition of an erva is a uncovered part of the body that a woman normally keeps covered. Aval paneha viyadeha kefia minag shederach lios megulabo samakom vechein parsos regal adasho kvuad makom shnikri kniya ni beloshon ashkenaz makom shedarkin lelich yachif mutra likros kenegdo kevan sheragil bohen eno bali dehirhur ubemakom shedarkin lechasso shiuran tefach kmo shar gov isha avaz rosev visho kafi lirigim lelich megulak derecha putzos oser. So the Mishnah Berurah is something very interesting over here, which is that certain aspects of what defines a part of a woman's body as an erva are somewhat subjective. So for example, he says, if a person lives in a locale where a woman covers her face and her hands, so it could be that in that place, uncovered face or uncovered hands are an erva. But again, in a different place where a woman doesn't do that, so ultimately then it does not constitute an erva. However, he says there are certain objective ervos. So for example, the Mishnah Berurah says that a woman covering her legs until the knee, so above the knee, by definition, even if everyone is walking around with shorter skirts above the knee, still any part of a woman's body above the knee, by definition, is considered to be erva. Same thing with the arms, above the elbow. So the Mishnah Berurah says, any even if women normally walk around like that, that'll still be considered erva. Ishto, Sif Kotin Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says again, Velachin Tzarech Lizor B'Shosh Shemei Nekes U'Megala Dodeha Sholadaber Ashum Divrei Kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, where does this come up? If one Baruch Hashem has a baby at home and one's wife is nursing, so when she is uncovered and she is nursing, so even though again it's one's own wife, but remember, as we're seeing over here, that any part of the body that is normally covered, when it's uncovered, has the din of an erva. Therefore, when she's nursing, that has the din of an erva. Therefore, one should be careful not to recite Shema or any other davar shebekdusha while one's wife is in a state of not being fully clothed. Asra likros haloch sifka in dalid. Ein beprime godim shehevi deus leinyan di eved baza in tarach lachzor velikros kamo leinyan erva gemura ubedar chayi mashma dafilu bedi eved tarach lachzor velikros umikomokom nirali deshilo niskavin listakel in lahachmer bedi eved lachzor velikros af biisha acheres. So this is quite interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah now deals with the case fine. So we've established that halacha lemaisa, one should not go ahead and recite Kriyat Shema or any other davar shebekdusha in the presence, if there's a tefach of a woman's body that's normally covered, but is now uncovered. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, let's say one did it. One recited Shema in front of a woman who's not fully covered. There's a tefach of her normally covered body that's uncovered. So what happens then? Does a person have to go back and go ahead and restate, or I should say, repeat Kriyat Shema or anything else? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes opinions that say yes, but then he quotes the Derech Chaim, who says that b'di'eved, if a person did not have kavana to look, then one does not have to be machmir. He says even with another woman who's not one's wife, one does not have to be machmir and go back and recite Kriyat Shema or the other davar shebekdusha again. But so we'll stop over here. Emir HaTzashem will pick up with the Ramah tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.